There's some things that just constantly amaze me. The other day, totally amazed me. I was walking barefoot. We have a shop over the main street. And they did some craft there back in July. And they used beads. I don't know, I wasn't there. But they used beads and they made all these things. And every Monday I come in, I just run the broom over and I pick up usually one or two beads. Like, it's now December. And I sweep, and I'm like, I'm very thorough. I'm like, I'm not gonna, these beads are getting in my head. And I'm walking around in bare feet, and I'm like, oh, what the? How did that bead get there? That's just amazing. It really is amazing how these beads, after sweeping every Monday for so long, that they're still there. That's amazing. Sometimes when I'm thinking about things, I think, you know how you think you're good at something? And you're like, oh yeah, I'm really good at this. And then somebody else just totally blows you away. I just started mountain bike riding and I enjoy going downhill better than uphill and really enjoy it. And I mean, sometimes I go riding with Matt. I've given up on that because he is incredible going downhill. But then I saw this guy, Danny McCaskill, and then it's taken it to a whole new level. Danny McCaskill, everyone. Yeah, he goes down. It's worth watching. It goes on and on. But you don't really appreciate something until, you know, how good someone is until you try it yourself. Like, you guys, wow, that's incredible. But, you know, come for a ride up to our place and I get to a hill and it's just like, oh, I'm not doing that. I get off and walk. I mean, I've tried it once and I went over the handlebars and I thought, that's the end of that. That's just ridiculous. That just takes it to a whole new level. Just sort of blows my mind. I mean, these young blokes with rubber bones might be able to do it, but unbelievable when you think about amazing things. Sometimes you just go, wow, I just take life for granted. I just take things for granted so much. There's some really amazing things that I think when you think about it and when you stop and think, you think, wow, everything is really amazing that we just take for granted when you think about it. The fact that we can walk, you know, on two legs. Just the dog's looking at you going, wow, how does he do that? That's incredible. Yeah, well, I'm incredible. What can I say? That's just the fact that we can ride a bike or paint a picture or cook a meal or do something. It's just amazing. The fact that we can even breathe is amazing when you think about it. The fact that we've got lungs that suck in air and the lungs actually, I'm not a doctor, so Shane might correct me on this one. You know, their lungs transform the oxygen and pump it into the blood, and then all of a sudden our whole body is filled with oxygen, and it's just, we just take stuff like that for granted. Air. That is, until the fires start lighting fires and everyone starts complaining that we don't have fresh air. You see, when it's taken away from us, then you start realizing what you've got and you want it back. Take water, for example. I love water. I've been drinking lots of it. The stuff the water does for your body is just incredible when you look into it. And not just our bodies, but the land. How much we need it, we just take it for granted until we don't have it. When there's a drought, everyone starts to realise, whoa, this is serious. We need water. So we take stuff for granted until we don't have it. We've been looking at church over the last few weeks about how God speaks to us. So I want to put this to you, this thought, that maybe God is trying to get our attention through the fact that we may not have fresh air or lack of water. Maybe God is trying to get our attention as a nation. Maybe. Probably more than that. I mean, this is what the Bible says. 2 Chronicles. At times, I might shut up the heavens so that no rain falls, or command grasshoppers to devour your crops, or send plagues among you, maybe fires. I got a bug last night, maybe that was something. But this is what happens. Then, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven and I'll forgive their sin and I'll restore their land. I mean, it's right there in black and white. God shuts off the tap to heavens and he's waiting for people to respond and say, God, we need you. We take things for granted all the time and we're sorry. And we humble ourselves and we seek his face and we start thinking about the way we live our lives and we say, wow, God, we just give you the praise for that. I mean, if God had your attention this morning, if God was trying to speak to you this morning, what do you think he might say? Here's one example, Hebrews 1. Long ago, God spoke many times and in many ways to the ancestors through the prophets. And now, in these final days, he has spoken to us through his Son. God promised everything to the Son as an inheritance. And through the Son, he created the universe. And the Son radiates God's own glory and expresses the very character of God. He sustains everything by the mighty power of his command. He sustains everything by the mighty power of his command. And when he's cleansed us from sin, he sat down at the place of honour at the right hand of the majestic God in heaven. I mean, it's a little bit of a different picture than little baby Jesus in a manger. This Jesus, this one who creates everything with a word and sustains everything by his command. That includes fresh air and water. He makes that happen. I mean, that's just truly amazing. The one who created the universe with his voice, who speaks and the world and everything in it comes into being, who sustains everything. He's entered the world that he created as a baby and then willingly laid down his life. He let the people he created put him to death, so that he could pay, the perfect lamb could pay the price for our sin, so that we could have a relationship with him. That's the message, that's the gospel message, that's what Jesus wants to say to you this morning. Jesus wants a relationship with you. That's amazing when you think about it. I mean, the reason he did all of this, created the world, spoke it into being, is because he wants a relationship with you. If Jesus was here this morning, he would say three words to you. I love you. I love you. That's it. He did all of this for you, for us. And he just wants a relationship. That's the reason we're here. And I know, you know, us rugged blokes get a little bit awkward when, you know, someone says, I love you, and you're like, yeah, I like you too. And yeah, it's for blokes saying that, like, Matt's going through a little relationship at the moment. I'm not sure where they're at, but I'll just bring him out. Sorry, Jenna. It happened to me, you know. I know what it's like. When Jesus says, I love you, your chance is to respond. And, you know, as blokes, we're like, yeah, it's a bit awkward. But that's the fact. Jesus loves you. And this Christmas is a reminder that he does love you, that God sent his Son into the world because he wants a relationship with you. And your response is up to you. How you respond to Jesus is totally up to you. And Jesus is used to people saying, yeah, I like you too. He deals with that. But he continues to love us regardless of our response. And we take things for granted. We take fresh air, we take water, we take relationships, we take everything we have pretty much for granted. And he's just waiting for us to respond. I love you too. So we're going to pray, and I'll give you an opportunity just to pray along with me. And just acknowledge, start with acknowledgement. You know, we've taken this place for granted, and we're sorry. And then how you respond to Jesus is, I'm going to leave a couple of seconds for you to respond in your own words. So let's pray together. Jesus, you are simply amazing. You are powerful. You speak and creation springs into life. You speak and we're filled with your Spirit and we come to life. You speak and even the weather listens. And yet we live out our days as though you don't exist many times. And so today, I confess my sin and we confess our sin. The sin of independence, of living without you, of taking you for granted. And we confess our sin. We are self-centered and we do everything for ourselves. And we know that you love us. And so this morning, we want to respond to you. So just take a moment to respond to God in your own words. I love you too. I mean, that's as simple as it gets. That's what relationship's all about. And we love you, Lord. We thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus, for the life that he's given, for the death, for his resurrection. We thank you for the Spirit that dwells in us and secures our salvation. And I ask today that you would fill each person here with your Spirit, that you would richly bless each one, protect those who are traveling, protect our homes from the fires. We pray for rain. We thank you for the rain last night. We asked for it and you sent it. We pray for more, especially in those areas that need it most. And I pray that every person suffering the effects of this drought or the fires, that they'll be reminded that you are the source of air, you are the source of living water, and that they might turn and come back to you. Amen. Have a great Christmas. Have a safe Christmas. Let's sit back and listen to Hannah and Justin.
the gift of your love. Now the darkest of ages are done, for the Savior of heaven has come. Now I look back in reverence to that holy night, for the God of the heavens had us on his mind. Let us sing of his glory, rejoice in his name. Oh, Emmanuel with us always, and forever his kingdom will reign.